following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On the road again today at one of our favorite stops every year. The eight-man Sertoma All-Star Game is Saturday, which can be heard live from Adams Central High School at 1:30, and you will hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. This is the 34th annual edition, and here's something that we have not been able to say in all the years that we've been doing the show. The West is on a winning streak, and it is on Craig Schnitzler to keep that going, the head coach of Kennesaw.
That should be interesting because, you just take about four or five kids from Howells every year, and, well, the West has had trouble. So then they won a couple here, and so I don't think it'll be a problem this year.
Well, Jim Pfeiffer of the East, head coach out of Friend, has told us and guaranteed, obviously, that that streak will stop here today. And the line, of course, that's one of the highlights of this show every year. Daddy sets the line at the end of the show after we talked to both the coaches and a couple of the players. And
early on, I got the feeling it was a four-touchdown game.
You've already got a chance to look at some of the players as they head off to lunch. This is the different day because they practice morning, afternoon, and have an evening activity. Well, today they're going to have a nighttime practice, so they have the afternoon off, which apparently on the itinerary, one of your favorite things, nap time.
Well, I like this better because at least they're showered now. They stunk so bad the last 2 years in here. And it just stayed with us that whole hour. So they've showered and they're on their way to lunch. So I like that. And speaking of lunch, by the way, I'm going to go back to last night's game seven.
As I predicted, Boston, better team would win the game.
So. Yes, you did yesterday. Yes, you did yesterday. But once again, I have captured another lunch for the Stanley Cup.
Now, be careful here because anytime we get off topic, last time we got way off topic, I was doing track over to Arapahoe, and we were talking state soccer. Darren Hash just went whack job on me. So if we talk too much hockey, he might go whack job on me again here. I'm a little worried.
That's a real good point. Okay, back to the Sertoma Heyman All-Star Game.
You win the hockey bet, no doubt about it, and winter sports are now officially over.
Can you believe it? And 101 days till NHL gets started again. I know you're excited for that.
It's about 85 days till the college football season gets going as well.
Thank God.
Sertoma, eight-man All-Star Game. We're going to be talking with the coaches here. We're going to be talking with a couple of the players. We're going to take a look at what else is going on in the world of sports as well. Of course, we continue our preview of the College World Series. Also want to let you know tomorrow have another great show. Augie Garrido, head coach at Texas. Rob Childress, head coach at Texas A&M. And former Kearney Bearcat, Nebraska Cornhusker, and Cincinnati Bengals Bengal Kyle Larson is going to join us all on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Plus, the U.S. Open is underway, and evidently that 10th hole wasn't so scary for a few of the players right out the gate. But Luke Donald, who went birdie-birdie, now he's over par, and Ryan Palmer is your leader, 3-under through 10 holes. Coverage right now on ESPN television. Defending champion Graham McDowell, 1-under through 14. Nobody has went low so far, but again, only half the field on the course.
But you wait for that big name, and anytime Arnold Palmer's grandson's up there, you're going to like it, and Ryan Palmer leads away at 3-under.
No, wrong
oh,
grandson.
Different, maybe.
Sam
different.
Saunders, I believe is who you're okay. Looking for. 888-455-ESPN. If you want to join us on the program today, feel free to do so. 888-55-3776. Or you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Always love to have the coaches join us here, and we're going to talk to them in just a moment. And as we said, College World Series continues. Kind of a quiet time, but one football note, Oregon has suspended the young man that was driving 118 miles an hour.
Yeah.
At 4:30 in the morning.
4:35 in the morning.
Cliff Harris.
Sober. What are you doing awake? Seriously. Seriously. If you're sober, what are you awake at 4:30 in the morning for? Come on, Cliff. Figure it out. You're off the team.
Well, it's usually about the time I get up to go to the gym.
That's an excellent. Maybe he was headed to the gym.
And maybe he was late.
No. Cliff had been out all night, and he was just heading home. 118 miles an hour, had to get to bed very quickly.
5 o'clock curfew.
Yes.
Cody Ashey not going to return to the Huskers. He has signed, didn't take long to sign with the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't think there was any surprise there. They picked him fourth in the fourth round of the draft last week. He led Nebraska this season with 12 home runs, .327 batting average, 56 RBIs. He's going to go to the Williamsport, Pennsylvania Crosscutters, a single A team.
The good news is he signed quickly, so the summer's not lost. I hate when they wait till the end of the summer and then go to Arizona Fall League. If your goal is to get to the major leagues, why not sign? Get into camp. Get into a rookie league organization, whether it is low single A. Start building your way up. It's a long journey anyway for 98% of the people. I mean, Bubba Starling, you know, they're projecting him 4 or 5 years from now.
Who?
Yeah, everybody's so worried about Bubba. He's not going to become a Husker, and people keep asking you about that. It's $6.5 million, and he's not going to become a Husker for that. And, you know, he's going to wait till August 14th. He's going to sign, hold everybody hostage until then. And, you know, if you go now, at least you speed up the process a little bit. Cody Ashey says, hey, I'm going to play baseball at the major league level. Let's go. I mean, I'm not going to hold it. You try and get another 40,000 out of him. Let's go and get this deal started.
Well, Casey Hopman, 26 by the Mets, and Cash Kelkowski in the last round by the Royals. I can't imagine Cash would leave. And Hopman, of course, has used his eligibility, so he'll be in the same type of deal, rookie league ball, whenever they can get him signed and assigned to a contract and assigned to a minor league or rookie team. Also here at Hastings today on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll talk a little bit about there's a volleyball classic tonight put on by the Hastings Tribune for the third consecutive year.
I'll be there
tonight. Lynn Farrell Arena gets underway at 7 o'clock. It used to be the Lou Platt against kind of the Hastings Tribune all-star team. Now they've really split it up. Grand Island, Kearney, Hastings, everybody has represented. Sandy Creek, Sutton, Lawrence, Nelson, Heartland High School, Axtell, Kearney Catholic, Loup City. They still have some of those Lou Platt kids that are going to be playing. But it's tonight, 7 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena, best-of-five match going on this evening.
All these all-star games, it seems that most of them have been moved up to let people get on with their summer. Many of these kids going to college, August 1st, you're reporting to camp anyway. So it's good to give these kids a month and a week maybe to relax, and everybody's working out anyway, and everybody comes to camp now. Remember when even when I played football, which was, we didn't enjoy practice in the summer, but you went to two-a-days to get in shape. These kids are in shape, seems like, year-round now. They show up in shape.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know you've talked to a couple of these kids that you may be related to before they came to camp. What was the exact report there?
I'm saying for football in the fall, you're in shape.
Oh, okay. Luke Gideon from Burwell, he's leaving. because he knows we're going to make fun of him here in just a little bit as well. So we'll wait on that. But right now, let's get into our eight-man talk. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can get an icy frozen Coke or cherry drink, all sizes now just $1. Two locations in Kearney at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, or next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. He is the head coach of the West team this year, and I don't think you can get any closer as far as eight-man goes with Kennesaw just down the road. And Craig Schnitzler, the head coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from camp. I'm watching all these players come by. I hope those are the East players because they're really little.
No, those are our West.
Hey, congratulations again on being named a coach. I know that's it's an honor and something that eight-man coaches or 11-man, depending on what the game is, really look forward to.
Yeah, thank you. It is a great honor. And, you know, just to be able to work with this caliber of athletes this week has been a lot of fun, and looking forward to Saturday.
Probably two of the kids you're real anxious to coach is those Overton bunch. So you won't have to deal with a couple of those, Craig. But, you know, those are just a couple of the great athletes you're getting a chance to coach in Olmsted and Jensen.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, they've been teasing me about the football season. And, but we've had a lot of fun, and it's great to be on their side once in a while.
What kind of a team would you say that you have assembled here? And that you've worked through practice. As we've said before, sometimes we've been here early in the week and it's hard to really know what you've seen, you know, what you got on paper. But now that you've had a majority of your practices under your belt, what kind of team do you think you have?
Well, I think we've got a group. We've got good speed and quickness, and they flow well. We're noticing that on defense. And we've got a good number of backs, and we're going to try to get quite a few of them in the ball game and just let them exploit their talents.
Craig, some of these teams, their football teams are the elite, and they make noise in the playoffs, and the offenses are pretty simple. If you're Howells, it's a toss sweep right that nobody can stop. It's not an exciting, it's not a flashy offense. Do you have receivers? Will you air it out some?
We're going to put it up in the air a little bit more than maybe I did during the season. We got some good receivers. Our tight ends catch well. We've got some wideouts that run well, and our quarterbacks throw the ball extremely well, and so, you know, we're gonna run the ball, and we're gonna try to pass a little bit more.
Who is the starting quarterback for your squad?
We're gonna start with Jensen.
Jacob Jensen coming out of Overton. You got Bjorn Dunlap from Eustace Farnham, Jeffries from Burwell, and with Luke on the squad, I'm guessing it's always nice to have a kid that they can quarterback. Are they all quarterbacks, or are you moving them around a little bit?
We're gonna move them around a little bit, but we plan on getting them in the ball game at quarterback.
Jeffrey's a gunslinger.
He is, and you know, we're going to use him at that position, throw the ball a little bit more, talk to the kids about adding some of their offense in, and just kind of a little bit spread, which I'm not accustomed to, but you know, we'll throw it around a little bit, and Jeffrey's kid is going to play some defense. Right now, we're looking at you know, we got them set offense, defense, but we really feel comfortable about all 24 being able to run our offense. And so we may use them on both sides as the game goes. We'll just kind of feel that out.
You got to see what Tyson Brockmeyer was able to do in the Shrine Bowl, of course, put up the great numbers and open up the passing game a little bit. Is that something? Did he revitalize? Did he help energize some of these All-Star games again?
I don't know, but he was a lot of fun to watch, you know. And you know, we just got to do what we do best with our kids. A lot of our kids on the West are familiar with the power game, and they understand it extremely well, and so we're going to be using that quite a bit.
Kennesaw head football coach Craig Schnitzler with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're at Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Camp, which has been going on all week long. He is the coach of the West. We joked a little bit about it at the top of the show, but it had been a long time. The West was just trying to get a win. Now they've won three in a row. Why the change? Is things evening out? Are things evening out, to say it properly?
Well, you know, both sides got great athletes, and you know, every once in a while, one side's loaded maybe a little more than the other, and I think this is pretty balanced this year. It should be an interesting ball game. I think the styles are going to be very similar, and you know, these guys know how to make plays, and so we're just letting them do that.
Talk a little bit more about the East team. What you think they kind of have over there?
Well, they got the Brewster kid that's going to be tough to block, but they've got some excellent backs as well, and I think you're going to see a power game out of them as well, spreading a little bit. They got some good quarterbacks, and I think there's a lot of similarities. Size-wise, we're very similar. They might have one kid bigger than ours, you know, our biggest kid on is about 240, but they move well, and I think that's as good as a 280-pounder. That may not be as quick. Yeah.
Craig, who stood out since they've gotten? You can watch a lot of film and say, you know, pick out any, you know, Heath Annenberry from Axtell, you know, but who has stood out? I mean, you can go right down the list, and all these guys have a highlight reel established when you watch them on film, but since you've gotten to practice, who do you really like?
Yeah, I like them all, but I hadn't seen the call kid from Mullen play, and he's really got another gear that I didn't know about. And listening to the coach, he said he's not a speedster, but, boy, he can hit the corner, and he's gone. He's got speed that – he's got football speed. I don't know what he runs on the track, but and I think a lot of our kids are that way. They may not be the fastest in the world, but you put them in pads, and they might be even faster than they are on a track.
Yeah, we had a chance to watch him play against Loomis, of course, nearly 2,000 yards this year, an all-stater, and their only two losses of the entire year were to Sargent in the West, and Mullen had an outstanding football team. And
that's an interesting point, Doug. You bring up Sargent. No Sargent kids on this roster, and everybody's following that team. They were all underclassmen. Nobody was really eligible to play in this game.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they only had maybe one or two kids that would have been eligible.
Right. I think their two tight ends were the only seniors, and their better kids are coming back this year.
Last year, the unfortunate circumstance of having the Shrine game on the same day as the eight-man game, the Shrine has moved up. Did you get all the kids that you wanted? Every All-Star game has a story there, but did you get every kid that you wanted?
We got pretty much everybody. We lost one kid who was going to – we wanted to get to Lincoln and start working out the Kucher kid from Lynchfield, and then we lost another one to an injury. But we picked up some good ones. We felt we had some kids kind of on that reserve list, and we were able to get those, and we're really excited about it.
The Steinberg kid just a beast.
I mean, he's a good kid.
Yeah, he is a good kid.
Yeah, he looks young in the face, but he's a good football player.
He's kind of fun to be around, though. He doesn't say much, but he's always got that little smirk on his face. You're going to wonder what he's up to.
Yeah, the eyes are wondering. You're trying to figure out what he's thinking.
For being related over here to Big Daddy, he's turned out okay.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Well, Craig Schnitzler, we'll let you get on. We're going to talk to Coach Pfeiffer here in just a little bit. Did you want to guarantee victory?
I'm going to guarantee that our kids are going to play hard and have a good time.
Well, that's the main thing when you get them all together. Everybody wants to have fun, and I think the kids are doing that. Everybody had a smile on their face this morning, and that's fun to see.
You bet. It's been a good week, and I appreciate your coverage.
Hey, Coach, thanks for coming over, and have a good time on Saturday. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Kennesaw Head Football Coach Craig Schnitzler. He's the head coach of the West All-Stars this year for the 2011 Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game. That is the 34th consecutive year that they have played this 8-Man contest. And again, Tony, we are more familiar, obviously, with most of these kids in the West, but we also know some of these kids in the East. We've seen Bombsberger play from Hampton, Eastman from Giltner. We know about the Pohlmeier kid from Lawrence Nelson. We know Bruning Davenport has had some good kids over there. And, heck, we've even got a Deschler kid on there this year.
Little Dragon. You know, the talent does all these small schools. It's fun to see these kids, you know, everybody, the Shrine Bowl, of course, and the 11-man, that's a marquee event. But the Sertoma is really picking up steam and picking up a lot of coverage the last 2 years because of the level of athlete they've been able to attract.
Well, I'll tell you what, should be another great football game. And when we come back, more from the 8-man All-Star game, including a chat with the head coach of the East team, Jim Pfeiffer, from a friend, and we'll do that in just a moment. But remind you that going on this weekend, a special Father's Day weekend special at the newest golf course in Nebraska, Owari Dunes. The 18-hole championship course has been open now since Memorial Day. It's been getting quite a bit of play. It's a nice, strong, long course that can measure up to 7,000 yards if you want to play from the back tees. And, of course, it's built on the sandhills created by nature where Ireland meets the heartland. And with the purchase of one round this weekend, you'll get the second round for half price Saturday or Sunday. Take Dad out, take whoever you want out there, and have fun for this Father's Day weekend special. It's at Owari Dunes, located on Highway 44, just south of Kearney, the interstate exit, about 4 miles, and play the beautiful Owari Dunes, folks. It's open. They want to get you a chance to look at it, and, of course, it's a pretty nice course out there, and we're looking forward. I think I'm going to get my first chance here to get out there and lose golf balls here in the upcoming week. But apparently these fairways are so big that it's going to be hard for me to hit it two fairways over.
Well, Doug, and they've requested that I do not bring my father out because we're both not very good golfers, and it's a relatively new course. Their fairways are new, and they just do not have them ruined.
Worry Dunes. It is a beautiful course at the Father's Day weekend special with the purchase of a round on Saturday or Sunday the 2nd is half price just south of Kearney on Highway 44. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Camp at Hastings after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories a true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
The 2011 NCAA College World Series, live from TD Ameritrade Park.
Line drive, base hit down the third baseline.
Every game, every pitch, every play.
In a hurry, dives, and he cannot make the play.
Your home for college baseball's national championship.
South Carolina will play for a national championship.
Every game of the College World Series can be heard on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Huskers kickers will do what they do best. Kick off the Buffalo County Community Partners annual fund campaign.
Hit that thing.
The 2011 kickoff, Saturday, June 18th at UNK's Foster Field, features soon-to-be NFL kicker Alex Henry, former Husker and Bengal punter Kyle Larson, and current Husker Brett Maher. A photo session, autograph session, and tailgate party get underway at 11:30. Log on to bcchp.org. Event sponsored by Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Buffalo County Health Partner, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some scattered shower and storm activity affect portions of the area, mainly early on today. Otherwise, we still could see an isolated shower storm redevelop late with a high of 88. Tonight, there's a chance of showers and storms, a low at 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have the tendency of getting very.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you here live from Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Camp, and glad to have you along with us on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The game is at 1:30 coming up on Saturday, and you'll be able to hear it on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Well, we've had a chance to hear a little bit about what the West has done, Tony, and you have the feeling that the East is going to be installed as a pretty heavy favorite in this ball game. I'm a little curious.
Well, that's just because of the next gentleman we're going to talk to, Jim Pfeiffer. We've heard so many good things about him and seems to have a wealth of knowledge about the game, and he's excited to bring it to these kids this week. Jim, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as we talked with Craig, of course, it's the same. You had to be an assistant to be a head coach. You guys weren't assistants the same year, but you guys had a heck of a run the first time you were here. Talk about what the experience is like and how it's different coming in, having to be the head coach of the team rather than being one of the assistants.
Well, as the assistant, we just followed the practice plan and didn't really worry about what was going on, and it was pretty easy. The head coach is a little more planning and a little more thinking about what's going on, and it was a lot easier being an assistant under Mike Spears than being the actual head coach.
That offense probably wasn't too difficult that year, was it?
I think we had three plays. Toss left, toss right, and maybe toss right.
And nobody can stop them. Yeah, that's the weird part. when you coach with him, is there a variance of that sweep that you pick something up, or how's it so effective, or is it all about the personnel?
I think it's the personnel. Toss left, toss right, block the same every time. Doesn't matter what you do on defense, how many guys you get there, it's
12 yards a carry.
Yeah.
How simple has the game plan been that you put in, and maybe how much of it is directly from your coaching style at your high school, or have you had to adapt a little bit to what the kids have been able to bring to the table?
We've got three different quarterbacks. One who's in our offense, or similar offense to ours, and then a kid in an unbalanced spread offense, and then a kid in a kind of a bunch offense. So we've worked with those three kids, and we're going to try to utilize what they are able to do best.
Who's on the outside? Who's the big play threats for this team?
Well, I don't know. I'd guess the Eastman kid from Giltner. Good running back, great balance, and tough kid. Right now, he's probably right in there.
Jim Pfeiffer of Fran, the head coach for the 8-man All-Star East team here in 2011, is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. It looks like you got some kids that can definitely run the football. You talked about three different styles. Are you going to try and utilize all of those, or are you going to stick to one style and just rotate those quarterbacks in and those running backs in?
We're going to rotate them, but we're going to give them the opportunity to play in their offense. We've worked all the kids, all the backs, with those three different quarterbacks, and it seems to go well here. Kids are bright, talented, and they pick things up fast. So.
We've talked about that every All-Star game and every year we come over here. It's not like going into the first day of high school practice where you got to break in some freshmen and sophomore that either haven't played or maybe getting their first varsity experience. All these kids are studs.
It makes it tough to coach a practice. You know, you go to practice and you expect to be there maybe an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, and an hour, they're saying, now what are we going to do?
We know, Coach. We've got it. Well, you want us to run it again?
Oh, you know, that's a lot of fun too. Everybody from the, you know, around here, we're much more acquainted with the other side than your side. Everybody wants to know when they come to this game on Saturday, who immediately stood out to you when they got here on Monday?
The Brester kid from Howells. He's a football player. He's always in an athletic stance, and he just makes plays.
Well, they've done it for years over there, obviously, and the East team has been dominant in the past. Have the kids been made aware that it's been 3 years since the East have won, or is that something that is used as a rallying cry at all?
We really haven't talked about past games. These kids are here for this game, and we're hoping to have a great time and play hard, and that it's a great game on Saturday.
Jim, a lot of, you know, when you go to the Shrine Bowl, they get to go to the Shrine Hospital, and I think the kids find out what it really means. The Sertoma, do the kids understand what the game is played for?
We've spent a lot of time with the Sertoma people. You know, they did a barbecue the first night and talked about their hearing impairment, and, you know, they had a kid there and that had a cochlear implant, and, you know, they talked to the kid, and I think the kids are aware that, you know, it is a football game, but there's more to it than, you know, just the game.
What are some of the things for the folks out there listening that they keep you busy? If you're not practicing, you usually have something to do. What's been going on this week for the kids?
Kids have been to a movie, been to a barbecue.
Heard there might have been some go-kart races slash demolition derby.
Looked more like demolition derby. Started out pretty sedate. You know, it was a race, and then, you know, the second time, third time, it ended up being pretty much bumper cars.
Hey, we can run these into the wall, and nothing's going to happen. Let's see what happens. A couple more questions on the football game, and then we'll let you get off to lunch. We haven't really even talked about defense. We're talking about offense, and it seems like defense is what has found a way to win these football games if they're going to be close. Talk about your defense.
I think we're going to be pretty solid on defense. We've got kids that can run, kids that are athletic. Got Mike Marr playing defensive end from Pawnee City, played in the Shrine Bowl last week. Our offense really hasn't been very good this week when we went against our defense. So either we're not very good on offense and it's going to be a blowout by the West, or we're pretty good on defense. So
your thoughts on maybe what they, the West team, brings to the table, both offensively and defensively. What kind of concerns you about the kids that they have?
Well, I think probably a concern for us and maybe for Craig too is you bring together 24 kids that are super athletic, and they're going to find a way to make a play. And you just have to hope it's your kid that makes a play and not their kid. I mean, these are the best kids in eight-man football, and I don't know. It'll be an interesting game.
Well, it certainly should be an interesting game. 1:30 go time on Saturday. Looking forward to it. Jim, best of luck, and keep them healthy.
Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Jim Pfeiffer, he is the head coach of the East All-Stars this year here at the 8-Man All-Star Game. And, of course, his day job for the rest of the year is taking care of the folks over at Friend High School and their football team. Okay. Have you changed your opinion at all?
Do you need more knowledge
from the players?
No. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm Corey Brester, I'm not wearing my shirt. Tell Mom I don't need a shirt. I'm just going to wear
You're going to paint the number on your back?
I'm going to paint my number on my back, and I just kind of look for chicks wherever I go, because I'm not putting on a shirt the rest of the summer. That's my rule if I'm Corey Brester, and I think you probably have some pretty good success. But I like the Howes attitude, and I think Corey Brester, when he's the first one he brings up, I think I'm going to favor the East in this one by a touchdown.
All right, the East is looking pretty strong. They always have find a way to get some things done out there. I think it's going to be interesting to see which one of the offenses that the East runs actually clicks. I'm imagining they're going to try and, you know, you've got it drawn up that hopefully you run so many series in the first half, and then all of a sudden if you only get two or three or four series instead of the seven or eight that you're kind of hoping to get, then you're into the second half and you're going, well, do I go with what's worked? Or do I continue to go with my original game plan? And that could be interesting here, because I imagine, depending on where the game is, if it's tight, you know, you get midway through the third quarter, you're going to take the one that's worked best for you.
Yeah, and I think both of these coaches would be more comfortable probably going back to that power game and just running a base offense and getting 4 or 5 yards a crack. We'll see if either one of these defenses can make them get in the third down and six, third and eight, and see if either one of them can throw it early on.
Well, obviously, we've talked, and neither coach necessarily brought it up here today, but turnovers have been a key. If you ever get on the negative side by more than one, that really can open it up in the eight-man game.
Yeah, certainly a concern. And when you're not used to playing, this some of these kids, a lot of them, this is their first week back playing football, holding on the ball will be key.
All right, we're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we do, whether you're getting ready for football this fall, baseball, softball, whatever the case may be, we want you to stop by Misco Sports. They'll take care of you for all of your fall sports. And, of course, if you're getting ready for travel baseball or softball here in the next week or two, because there's still another whole season for some of the kids out there, they can take care of you with hats, uniforms, travel bags, and all the gear you need, bats, gloves, cleats. Maybe you're halfway through the season and you need something you thought you're going to make it through. Maybe you need new catcher's equipment or new web or something like that. They're going to take care of you. Batting gloves, it doesn't matter if it's baseball or softball. No matter the age, boys, girls, young, old, they've got it for you. At Misco Sports, open 7 days a week on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center, and open late on Thursday till 8, so they would be open how late today, Tony?
They'd be open till 8, and I went down and got me some of those soccer shin guards because my leggings, they weren't doing it for me anymore for the baseball. I got some of those soccer shin guards yesterday from Steve.
See, you were talking about the shin-kicking competition over in England I saw on SportsCenter over the weekend. I thought maybe you wanted to get involved with that, because, boy, do you got some big ones.
No, I just thought they looked cool. And I saw, you know, I was over walking the dogs the other night, West Lincoln Way, and all the kids had them on, so I said, I need a pair of those.
Keep youthful, my friend. Keep youthful. We'll take a break and be back with more from the Sertoma 8-Man Camp right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com
Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting Free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
It's your chance to win bragging rights and great flag prizes June 17th at the 6th Annual Jerseys Four-Man Scramble. Sign up today at Jerseys for the Four-Man Scramble Golf Tournament June 17th at Meadowlark Hills. It's $300 a team, and join us afterwards at Jerseys for dinner, drinks, and awards. Sponsored by Cashway Distributing, Cisco Food Services, Republic National Distributing Company, Nebraska Land Distributing, Moss and Stewart Insurance, Optical Gallery, and Cinema 8.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some scattered shower and storm activity affect portions of the area, mainly early on today. Otherwise, we still could see an isolated shower storm redevelop late with a high of 88. Tonight, there's a chance of showers and storms, a low at 66. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 70.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us at the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Camp. The game is coming up Saturday. We've moved our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth over to Hastings today, but we want to thank the gang for having us out there yesterday. And boy, it is busy. It was a busy time, and I can only imagine, Daddy, how busy it's going to be with their hassle-free Father's Day weekend specials coming up. The Mopar Quick Lube Doug and Daddy special continues today, just $21.95. An appointment's not even necessary, but if you want to make the appointment, give them a buzz today. Mention the Doug and Daddy Show. You're going to save nearly 30% on the Mopar Quick Lube and oil change and everything that goes along with Midway and the Midway Auto Group's daily great service.
Well, pick any of the Quick Lube places you want to swing into. Folks, it's $35. It's $45 now to get your oil change, any of them. You're not saving money by going to one of those places. You're going to get the great service. You're going to get the speed. It's a speed lane. They're going to pull you right in for $22. You're out of there. The oil's changed. You're good to go.
30 minutes. You don't even need an appointment. It's unbelievable. Midway, and of course, you can free Dan from everyday hassles with their hassle-free pricing. If you're looking for a newer pre-owned vehicle at the Midway Auto dealerships, get the lowest price on every vehicle without the worries of negotiation. And right now, anyone who purchases a new vehicle from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram this weekend gets their choice of a $100 Cabela or Builder's Warehouse gift card, just something a little extra for Dad. So bring Dad to Midway Auto's dealerships for special Father's Day savings and gifts this weekend. Of course, you can join them and like them on Facebook, and they're going to have more great deals for you there all the time at the Midway Auto Group.
They just showed a golfer up there. I got a nickname, Brant. He's got more patience than Job.
Yeah, he's doing okay. He's 2 under par. I'll just, as usual, let them go. Chez Reavie is actually in the clubhouse at 1 under par, so he's your clubhouse leader. But Ryan Palmer is on the course at 3 under par through 12. Then you've got Ed Furs and Jeff Overton and Job are all at a 2 under par right now. Phil Mickelson gets ready to go at 12:35 this afternoon. Some other folks, Graham McDowell is at 1 under par. Wai Yang, Davis Love III, Bubba Watson, all on the back nine at 1 under par. Matt Kuchar, after taking an early dump in the water, and Peter Uihlein, the amateur out of Oklahoma State, they're both setting at even par as most of the morning guys are now wrapping things up, and the whole new wave gets going here in about an hour.
Yeah, people, you forget that. You see all these scores out there, and you're looking for this guy or that guy. A lot of these guys haven't teed off until this afternoon, and some rain happened this morning. They had some rain coming down. They don't expect rain, I believe, until about 3:30 this afternoon, and there's another shot coming at them.
You know, as we're here at eight-man camp, some of these guys, this is actually – about the last, or will be the last, All-Star game for many of these kids that have probably played three or four, and the human foul, Jacob Jensen, is in the room. So, we just wanted to throw that out. I got to watch him play a little basketball over in Minden last week.
Yeah, they started to call him Brian Cardinal all of a sudden after the NBA Finals. He's in there chopping away, thinking they're going to get flagrant fouls. They don't call flagrant fouls in All-Star basketball.
Not in All-Star games. It's just funny, the human foul, Jacob Jensen. We're glad to see that he's healthy and ready to go again. And, of course, probably get the nod here to start a quarterback for the West team in the eight-man All-Star game coming up Saturday at 1:30.
I see they got Garrett Reese listed at 2:30 as he snacks on an ice cream cone. He's about an M&M short of 2:55, I think. Is he ready to go? Are you ready to go? He's ready to go. He's ready for this game.
He's also one of the quiet ones. You ever notice that?
He just lurks in the corner.
It is interesting, and we've talked about this before, and the Eastern schools, they see each other.
Like, I'm that kid. I ain't wearing my shirt. Why would he wear a shirt? Just stand outside and look for chicks. I mean, seriously.
Well, you usually don't wear your shirt, and it scares people, so what's the difference?
I know. I would be at home, my wife would be like, why do you not have a shirt on? I'm like, I don't.
Because you didn't do laundry this week.
No, that's not the reason.
That's not what you say?
I just like to be look like I'm a tough guy, I guess.
Doug Gooda, Big Daddy Tony Davis here with you at Eight-Man All-Star Camp. Of course, that's not all that's going on in the world. Again, tomorrow, Augie Garrido of Texas A&M, Rob Childress.
Great show.
It's going to be a jam-packed show tomorrow. Also, Kyle Larson is going to join us. They've got the Community Partners kickoff going on this weekend. UNK Foster Field. Folks, we encourage you to go out to that. It's just Alex Henry, Kyle Larson, Brett Maher, three kickers that have had great careers already, kind of the present, the future, the past. It's all right there. And it's at 11:30 at Foster Field coming up on Saturday. They're going to put on a little clinic, bring the kids, autographs, pictures, a very rare opportunity. And next week on the show, we'll be giving away one of the autographed footballs. All three of the young men will sign. We had a chance to talk to Brett Maher yesterday. Kyle Larson will join us tomorrow. Next week on the show, we'll give you a chance to win an autographed football from the Buffalo County Community Partners as their kickoff campaign gets going.
Yeah, it should be a great time. Bring the kids out. The kids get up and close with some awfully, awfully talented people and watch them bang some footballs around. It'd be awesome just to watch Alex Henry from 65 yards. We talked to Brett Maher. He said it's 65, 67. He saw him comfortable on a day with no wind.
They should get
not in November with a little wind behind you like the Colorado deal and kicking that ball like kicking a block of ice.
Yeah, but everybody in the South Stadium was blowing out hard. So it was a breeze behind his back,
you know,
against Colorado. I was trying to help him out. I'm surprised they didn't invite the current UNK kicker, whose name I don't have in front of me right now, is going to be there. They could have got Geoff Carnahan.
There
your
go.
Favorite UNK kicker of all time.
Yeah, Carnahan would have been a good one. You know what? To have some great kickers come through, Carney High Gables, another one, you know, that bangs the football around pretty good. And anytime you put the opponent to the 20-yard line to start a game, I don't care if you're talking Class A, if you're talking the eight-man game, that's a big advantage.
Well, that's exactly. And, folks, as we get ready, we see some of the folks. They're reclining here, but, you know, you're at college. That's not Bruce furniture that they're sitting on over there.
No,
they don't even look that comfortable. They look happy because they just finished eating, but it can't be that comfortable.
Well, you just drag it out of the showroom. That's what they do at Bruce Furniture. You like it there. They'll take it home for you that day. There's no after-sale add-ins or add-ons. There's no fine print. The price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. Visit any one of the Bruce Furniture stores. They've got them conveniently located for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and out west in Alliance, you receive free in-home interior design service. And there's not even a purchase necessary. Ask them for their opinion. They'll give it to you. Full line of interior design service for every room, from pillow fabrics to carpet color, wall decor. Bruce Furniture creates just the right look for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
You know, there's probably one young man on the West team that would go to Alliance. Jeremy Reimers from Layton, I think, is the farthest west this year. That's what I'm going with. Nobody up from Crawford or that part of the world. So I'm going to guess Jeremy would be the man that would want to go up to Alliance and pick up that furniture that he's going to need for college.
He surely flew here, didn't he? That's like a 14-hour drive to Hastings.
Rode his bike. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to catch up with a couple of the players here at camp before the top of the hour and give you another update on the U.S. Open. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney, we're all revved up and ready to go. Because summertime means savings time. And this week, we're celebrating Dad's Day in a big way with hassle-free pricing on everything. Bring the big guy on down and let us show him what hassle-free is all about. Check out the new 2011 Dodge Ram truck and be Dad's favorite when you tell him that he can get up to $10,000 off on that Ram truck. Dad knows vacation time is van time. And our selection of new Chrysler Town and Country vans has never been better. Right now, Dad can save over $4,000 on minivans, and he'll appreciate the over $3,600 in savings on the new Dodge Durango. Plus, when you buy any new vehicle at Midway this week, you get your choice of a $100 gift card from either Cabela's or Builder's Warehouse, and Midway's one-year free maintenance. So come see the selection and the savings on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free for Father's Day. Think Midway.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
My credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
We'll see some scattered shower and storm activity affect portions of the area, mainly early on today. Otherwise, we still could see an isolated shower storm redevelop late with a high of 88. Tonight, there's a chance of showers and storms, a low at 66. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 70.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at the 8-man All-Star Camp in Hastings. Daddy, we haven't even brought up the Overton versus Creighton plotting to, you know, do bodily harm to each other. How did Creighton get on the West team?
Well, I think they're happy to have them, actually, now that they're here. I think, hopefully, that we can put, you know, the past behind us. We can move on. We can all be friends here.
Well, now, the boys say that, you know, Jordan Morrill out of Creighton seems to be a pretty good kid. But we remember this Wetzler kid. Good God.
A beast.
He was amazing. And comes in at 6'3", 215. I imagine that maybe Jacob Jensen of Overton will actually throw to him intentionally this time.
Yeah, one of the better one of the better facilities, too. You know, when we get to travel around, a great facility for football up there in northeast Nebraska is Creighton.
Well, we got a couple of the kids that we're going to talk to, and one of them is the human foul, Jacob Jensen from Overton. What's up, man?
Not much.
Have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been a fantastic week.
They were trying to find one of these guys that looked good on radio or in newspaper, and so they gave us Jacob. Tony, you've got a chance to watch him through your junior high refereeing days.
Yeah, I've known
Jacob.
Did
he even play junior high ball?
He
did. Reserve ball?
He did, and then was very, very good in junior high and carried that over. Been a pretty successful, playing freshman and sophomore football and all the way till now. And Jacob, you like to throw the ball. It's fun when you got a couple Olmstead brothers to throw the ball to. But you got some awfully talented people. Are they going to let you air it out early in this game?
I don't know. I've thrown like 8 picks in practice, so I don't know. I think I might just run the ball.
Is that because your defense is that good?
No, it's just because I don't know where people are going. So I just kind of chuck the ball.
Does it help to have a security blanket over here? And Zach, is he kind of your go-to guy, or does it really matter with all the good receivers you're going to have?
Well, if Zach and me are on the same side and they call a pass play, it's probably going to go to Zach. So, yeah, it's pretty good to have him around. So,
Jacob, you butted heads with some of these other guys. We asked the coaches who stood out since you've gotten to camp. Who are the guys you're glad to have on your team this week?
I'm really glad to have Gare Bear. It's really hard to block him, and he makes a lot of tackles. And we got Zach Call from Mullen, who's really fast. And then we got some other guys who are they're good cheerleaders, so it'll be nice having them on the sideline.
Jacob Jensen of Overton. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good. Well, I don't even want to know who these cheerleaders are.
Oh, that Steinbrink kid. He's
yeah, good, well, good looking cat.
He is good.
Tell me a little bit. We've talked with the coaches about some of the activities you guys did this week. Who was the champion bowler, mini golfer / go kart racer this week?
Our champion was I don't know if he's here, but Kendall McCarthy. He's freaking good at everything. He says he sucks, but then he bowls at like a 200 and he golfs a 30-something. So,
out of West Boyd, Kendall McCarthy, back out of a West Boyd High School. So he's the man, huh?
Yeah, he's the man at all the miscellaneous sports, I guess. So.
Who's the running back you're going to be handing the ball off to?
I think we're going to be handing it to Sawyer, Kindler, Dustin Park, Keith, and Zach Call. Those five are mainly going to be running the ball.
Talk about this Monroe kid, because he gives himself concussions. I mean, he's a good kid out of Silver Lake. I watched him play basketball. We've watched him play football. He got a haircut this week. What about this guy?
Mainly it's just that he runs freaking hard. So I'm not surprised at all that he gives himself concussions, because when he hits the ground, it's scary. So.
Well, Jacob, best of luck. Thanks for coming on the radio and chatting with us here a little bit.
All righty. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Jacob Jensen from Overton, going to be the starting quarterback for the West squad, and one of those guys that he mentioned and given the ball to, and a program that has really turned around because of this young man and some of his teammates. Jay Kindler from Alma joins us now. And, Daddy, we've had a chance to watch them really turn their program around the last couple of years.
Yeah, Jay grew up in Alma, and the Cardinals were I guess they were happy Cardinals, but they were no good on the football field. The gridiron was someplace they did not have much success. Your junior and senior year, you did have a lot of success. Congratulations, by the way, on that.
Thank you.
Was that something that you and your teammates kind of took pride in and kind of righting that ship and getting Alma back to where it used to be?
Yeah, we really wanted to work hard and get back to where we wanted to be.
Now that you've graduated, are they still going to be good, or were you the real deal, everything that they – it was just you?
No, they're going to be good next year, too. We lose – me and then our quarterback, and they pretty much return mostly everybody.
Well, everybody's bringing up Kai Wolf's name, obviously, as maybe a major, major football player. Tell us a little bit about him.
He's big. he's a big body up there. He's pretty good. I don't know. We'll see.
A lot of people are getting – he's garnering a lot of attention. They've got him rated right now, I think, fourth or fifth, one of the best linemen all classes this year, according to Bob Jensen. Garrett Colley is another kid that's making some noise from a running back position.
He's quick, yeah. He's pretty shifty. He can get around.
Jay Kindler from Alma's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The linemen in the All-Star game never get any love. What about the line that you guys have been practicing behind? How good are they?
They're good. Up front, we have Jeremy Reimers, Jordan Morrill, Schindler. I mean, they're all good up front. We got some good ends. Zach Olmstead's the man up there at end. And we got Holden Wetzler, good.
Now you got so many backs. You got enough footballs to go around for all you guys? Keep everybody happy on Saturday?
Yeah. We're rotating in. We get a lot of reps. So.
Good. Any predictions for the ball game on Saturday?
West by 20.
That's what I like to hear. Are you going to play both sides, or are they just going to put you at running back?
Both sides. And pretty much everyone.
Everybody's getting a chance?
Yep.
Fun week so far?
Oh, yeah.
Everything you kind of thought it would be?
Yep.
And you were the champion at nothing earlier in the week?
I won putt-putt golf.
Out of the big city of Alma, America. Hey, Jay, we'll let you guys get back to having an afternoon off, but best of luck Saturday.
Thank you.
That is from Alma High School. Jay Kindler is going to be one of the stars of the West team this week, and that's the exciting part about it, Tony. Any of these kids could step up and be an MVP on Saturday.
Well, that is, and somebody just waiting to make that big play, and it's in this 8-man game, it's just a little bit of a seam, and boom, somebody's gone, and I think Zach Call, as many good things that we've heard about everybody else, Zach Call could be, he's my pick for MVP of this game.
Well, he is going to be a machine. Have we found an East kid that wants to join us here and chat a little bit? I'm putting you in charge, Daddy. Find us an East kid here.
Where's the Stansbury kid at? Is he around here?
We've been hearing a lot about Matt Stansbury out of Bancroft to Rosalie. 5'9", 190, with the pads on or with the pads off?
Definitely with the pads off.
Now, Olmstead, Daddy asked him off the air what position he's going to play, and he said, what position am I not going to play? Are you that man for the East?
Dang straight.
you kicking the ball, you teeing it up too?
Nope, that's not me, though.
That's not you?
Nope.
What's been the highlight of this week?
Michael Marr, enough said.
Michael Marr, huh?
Well, he's the kid out of Pawnee City. They've been talking about, might have played football a couple of weeks ago.
Played a little Shrine Bowl action. Everybody's looking forward to that. Looking forward to that, and everybody's looking forward to Saturday's game.
Yes.
We just had a West prediction by 20. You want to fire an East prediction for us?
East by 40.
Does that mean onside kicks?
Dang straight.
Matt Stansbury from Bancroft, Rosalie. Okay, where are you going to play, and are you better offense, defense? Give us your background here.
I don't know, but I'm playing outside linebacker, so it's wherever they need me, I guess.
Seems like the motor's always running.
Hope so.
Who's been this? You talked about a couple of the kids who really also caught your eye. As we said, we know the East kids. We just didn't have as many chances to see them play during the high school career as we would have liked. I mean, just in the playoffs and things like that. Who else has really stood out that maybe you haven't never had a chance to play against?
Once again, Michael Marr, stud. DJ, it's my boy. Cody Stopp, I played him. He's pretty good. I don't know Mason. I don't even know the guy's last name. The guy's huge.
Mason. Milan?
Sure.
Milan?
I'll take
from Meridian. Mason Milan from Meridian.
You'll take him on your side?
6'2", 270. Daddy ask.
Beefy.
Back in high school. Back in high school,
beefy.
Daddy ask.
No, not really. I was beefy after high school.
So he's playing wherever he wants. The East is going to win by 40. He is the spokesman of this ball club. From Bancroft, Rosalie, Matt Stansbury, anything else you need to give a shout-out about or, that the folks need to know about you and this East team?
Your homeboys in the hood?
Homeboys? Nope. They don't need to know nothing. It's just going to go down Saturday. Going down.
Matt, thanks, man. It's been a pleasure. I love this stuff, see?
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, in a couple of years when I open up, when I open up the newspaper and see who's in jail, I'll know who this kid is. I mean, you know exactly what's going on. He's going to be one of those kids taking a leak on a fence on a Saturday afternoon in Lincoln. I mean, he could be a Husker.
Yeah, there you go. What league do you play in? California Penal.
Well, Tony, we're wrapping up the show today, and of course, anytime you want to watch sports, talk sports, or just enjoy yourself, Cunningham's is the place to be in Kearney. Cunningham's Journal has their new food menu out, and if you like to be outside, they've got you covered with the courtyard open, music just about every night of the week, including tonight. So whether it's a casual get together with your friends or a night on the town, Cunningham's Journal, the loft and courtyard is the place to be. It's located on 23rd Street downtown Kearney, and enjoy their happy hour specials. Of course, this is where the kids have to cover their earmuffs. From 3 to 6, the Big Ass Beer Special is only 2.5, along with All Wells for $1.50 and a large selection of small craft and micro brews. It's the coldest beer in town. Live music every weekend at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft Courtyard. They have two bands last weekend. Red, White, Red, Wedding, Blue was there. People going crazy. It's just a good time at Cunningham's.
I'm having the trio. That's a chicken skewer, a steak skewer, and a shrimp skewer.
I can see that would be your highlight of the day.
I'm having three trios. They call it a nine.
Merritt, anything else that you wanted to add to the program today?
No, I think that's it.
Larry, did you say Larry was our winner for the Broken Bow Country Club yesterday?
Yes, sir.
And he's all fired up, predicting a team championship representing our Doug and Daddy show?
That's all I heard.
Folks, if you have if you weren't the winner of our entry into the two-man, two-day extravaganza going on this weekend, and I don't know why you'd miss the Shrine game, but if you're going to do that, Broken Bow Country Club, 18 holes Saturday, best ball and alternate shot. Then they've got the Emil in Calcutta Saturday evening, and Sunday, 9 holes of scramble and 9 holes of aggregate score. $70 a man. Get your two-man team in by calling the Broken Bow Country Club or go to brokenbowcountryclub.com. Daddy, anything else that you want to say before we wrap up another eight-man all-star camp show here?
No, I think everybody's excited for this game, and I'm excited for the lunch right now because it's on you after last night's.
Yes, I will concede. I've beaten you like 37 straight times. You think I can get a lunch? No, but I will pay up as usual. I will buy you lunch. Final prediction, I'll give you an update on the U.S. Open, then I need your eight-man line. You don't have to make a prediction. You just have to give me the final line. At the U.S. Open, Ryan Palmer, 3-under through 13. Y.E. Yang, 3-under through 16. And Bubba Watson, and of course it's supposed to hold up for the long-haul hitters. It's Bubba Watson, 2-under through 14. Jeff Overton, 2-under through 13. The defending champion, Graham McDowell, is 1-under through 16. And it looks like 11 players under par in the morning as they're wrapping up their first round.
Give me one of those no-name guys that's up there right now.
Well, Ches Reavy, I've heard of him, but he's in the clubhouse at 1-under. You've got Edfers there. I think it's Jonathan Edfers. He is 1-under par. Your boy Job Oosthuizen, who I picked in the Masters and didn't make the cut, he's even par. There's actually a lot of names up here that you recognize. If you go to the bottom of the leaderboard where I'm usually at, then that's where you get the guys you've never heard of that are 10 over.
Douglas, I've got the East minus 7. After talking to Stansberry, I dropped it. I mean, I've just switched sides. I had the West favored by 20. Now I've got the East minus 7. I'm sorry, guys.
The whole room right now is full of West players. You're awful brave.
Well, not much respect. But the coach is from the East is sitting here, so I'm going to go with him.
He seemed nice.
Yeah.
He seemed like a good guy. Well, let's get out of here, and we thank all the folks for making us welcome here at the 8-Man All-Star Camp, and we look forward for a great game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Saturday afternoon. Our pregame is at 1:15. Kickoff is at 1:30, and we want to thank the folks that joined us here today, the head coaches, Jim Pfeiffer, a friend, Craig Schnitzler from Kennesaw. Of course, the players that have joined us on the show today, Jacob Jensen, Matt Stansberry, Jake Kindler from Alma for joining us on the show. And tomorrow, great show again for you. We're going to be talking to Kyle Larson, the former Husker and Cincinnati Bengal kicker. We're going to talk to Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido and Texas A&M baseball coach Rob Childress as we're just less than 2 days away now from the College World Series every game here on ESPN Radio. Okay, Daddy, you take the East. I'm not going to jinx the West by picking them. I'm just going to let you take the East.
I'm not taking these. I'm just saying that's the line, minus 7. I talked to my friend Mike Perenio at Mandalay Bay. They've got it up for wagering purposes only.
You are kind of an underdog person, though.
I am an underdog person, and I'm going to call out the MVP of the game, being Damon Steinbrink right now.
I'll buy you another lunch. I'll buy you and Damon lunch if he's the MVP.
That would be nice of you.
That's the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thanks, Vancouver Canuck fans, you morons. Now I have to go buy Daddy lunch, and I promise not to turn over any vehicles or get arrested while doing it.
We can start a fire. Let's start a fire.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!